episode 3379. Don't miss a moment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready? It's Fry. Yay! Let's raise the roof because I'm so excited. I have been waiting for this day for a very, 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 very long time. Has it been a long week for you? Well, come on. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. We're going to leave it all out on the table. Don't miss a moment. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, as you know, we've got tons of things happening right now. I've been kind of trickling out a few things this week. I've been meeting with our website team and what we're doing to change things on the back end. Let me tell you, I cannot move fast enough and neither can they. They're doing a tremendous job. And you know what? Sometimes good things just have to come to those who wait. I mean, seriously, you just have to be patient. And so we're moving it. So make sure you stay tuned right here. We're going to be opening up things a little bit differently. And I'm going to trickle that information out here over the next week to 2 weeks. And in all honesty, man, I'm flying by the seat of my pants on this. And sometimes, I mean, come on, it's confession day, right? You know, I only tell you the truth. And it has been a trying 2024. There are so many moving parts right now. And I've heard that from a lot of people. And so I want to make sure Create Your Now is your second home. I want you to come in. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel heard, and I want you to feel seen because you matter, my friend. And what you're doing, how you're raising your kids, and how you're being incredible in your relationships, if you're married, in your marriages, how you're showing up at work and building your businesses and really being a woman of impact, I want to be able to come and support you in that. But that means it also takes a little bit of building. And some of the building, have you ever built a house? Well, basically, we're building a house. Not exactly, but kind of. Well, literally and figuratively, but we'll get into that on another episode. But seriously, you can't miss a moment, right? And sometimes you feel like you are missing a moment. And I know here at Create Your Now, I'm like, oh man, I want to be able to have everything immediately. I want to just wiggle my nose and magically everything appears. And it just doesn't work that way. Have you ever thought, I just have to go because my kids will not forgive me if I miss this? Or maybe you felt guilty that if you're not there, like, okay, then I'm not really a good parent. I'm not a good mom. I'm not a good dad. Oh, how we pressurize our parenting lives, expecting ourselves to be everything and go everywhere. Don't miss a moment. That ever-pressing demand to be present for every moment of your child's life might initially start as a desire, and it sounds like, oh, this is awesome. But really, is it sustainable? Because in today's fast-paced world, in our busy, 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 busy day of life, being a parent can feel like being in a whirlwind, sometimes being in a dryer. It's cold and hot all at the same time. Just trying to be everywhere and go anywhere with your children, all the while juggling work, household chores. You got responsibilities of paying the bills. And now you've got people being laid off and you've got the government and you're just like, whoa, and what about my personal time? Where am I? Did you ever look in the mirror and just feel like you're pulling your hair out? The pressure to not miss a single moment of your child's life can be overwhelming. It can be exhausting. It can be debilitating. It can downright just put you under. But is it really necessary to be constantly on the go and present for every single moment? Think about that question before you jump. I know you're talking to a mama who wanted to be everywhere and still to this day wants to be everywhere, but I can't. And it's oh so challenging. Or is it about finding a balance and cherishing quality time with your children? Now, I'm going to give you some perspectives here. You can agree, disagree. You have the choice. This is just bringing up some discussion because school year is coming to an end. Now, I know for years we homeschooled and we did year-round school, which I loved. It worked with our family structure and it was fabulous. I don't know where you are in that. Maybe your traditional schooling. But when you're looking at the school year coming to a close, if that is you, There's just a lot of things happening. The summer's going to be here before we know it. Then you're going to be like, vacation? Well, can we afford vacation? You have all these questions. And then you're like, and I'm supposed to be a parent? Like, how's that going to work? And then your kids are getting older and you're like, how did I get here? They were just once in my arms and now they're like playing little league baseball and they're doing travel soccer and softball and we're going, you know, to basketball camps and we're not just going to youth group to have fun for a week. We're going 6 weeks being gone from the family so we can get better and stronger, so we can be one up above anybody else. Because, man, we're going to pay that $3,000. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Please know my heart. But I want to bring this up because, number one, we're not talking about it. And I believe we cannot lose the family when we face adversity. And the family's suffering right now. Have you noticed? Just turn on the news. Parenting expert Dr. Shafel Tazberry, author of The Conscious Parent, emphasizes the importance of finding self-care and maintaining your own identity as a parent. It's crucial not to lose yourself in the chaos of raising a family. Remember, taking care of yourself is just as important as taking care of your children. Yes, that's true. But, remember, there's two sides to every coin. But, on the other side, if you have littles, they solely depend upon you. And that means you might be losing sleep if they need to be fed in the middle of the night, right? That is just the reality of where you are as a new mom. There is no clear-cut answer to this dilemma. This truly is dependent totally on the season and stage of life that you're in. Honestly, it becomes circumstantial. And you're like, well, that doesn't help me. I know, hang in there, we're getting there. However, in saying that though, you can't say that when you have children, nothing will change. My friend, that is a lie. Children change you. Can I say that again? Children change you. They are supposed to change you. Do you think God would be who God is if he didn't have us? That is a deep philosophical question that you can chew on for years to come. You can't keep doing life the same way before you had children. It doesn't work that way. I sometimes wonder, what would have God done had he decided just to make the heavens and the earth, water and land, put in all the animals, all the beautiful vegetation, and said, I'm good. And he just enjoyed looking at that. But he didn't. And whether you're a believer or not, however you believe, just think of that from a philosophical point of view. It doesn't even have to be a religious or spiritual point of view. I want you to think. That's the problem nowadays. Come on, I'm just going to say it like it is. It's confession day. Parents, we're not thinking. We're just going through our little thing, doing what we want to do, thinking it's just going to all fall into place. And it doesn't. In fact, it falls apart. It absolutely, positively falls apart. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like to take your child to work and have them sit in with you on business meetings and negotiations? Great if they're a high schooler. Even now, though, I don't know. Some high schoolers, man, they've got a mouth on them. And yeah, to some degree, kids can go to work. Man, back in the day when I worked in the corporate world, I was the one. I worked in HR with this company. Incredible company. Love them. I'll leave their name silent, though. And I worked for two incredible men who led the group. In fact, there were only two women, myself and the receptionist. That was it. Everybody else was male. Everybody. And let me tell you, loved it. I would go back and work that job. No questions asked. I was empowered. The men, every single one of them, had respect for me, had respect for our receptionist. We did what we needed to do, and we created incredible things across the globe. Things that are still being used now to this day. In fact, I tell my children about them. Look, mommy was a part of that. Our team here in the United States and in Australia, we helped create that. Like, I mean, seriously, it's really kind of cool. But you can only take kids to work so often. Because see, that's what I did. We had take your kids to work day. And boy, was it a fun day. Yes, they got to see what mom and dad did. But more importantly, they got to see real life. Teachable moments. And if we wanted to do what we really wanted to do in the scope of the work that the company was doing, having kids there every single day would not work. And even if you thought you could have them there, your accessibility would be limited. Now, I know in your dreams, it sounds great. And I know for some of you, you work at home and it's fabulous. So in looking at this, don't miss a moment of what you can control in the season and stage of life that you're in. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Don't miss a moment of what you can control. Don't miss a moment of what matters. And that means you've got to release the pressure of not missing a moment, because there might be other moments that you are needed more. Again, you have to look at this from what you can control. And so I want to talk about three things. And some of them you're going to be like, wow, okay, I'm not really sure about that one. But this is just to challenge you where you are, to encourage you to look and say, can I do what I'm doing as a parent differently? Can I show up better? What if we could all be 1% better every single day? Well, when we say goodbye to this earth, imagine how great you'll be. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, my friend. So don't miss that moment of what matters when you really look at the situation, the circumstance, right? Make sure you understand what's happening. A lot of times we just go do things because we go do them. It fills up our calendar and it allows us to say, ha ha, I'm busy. Look at me, I'm busy. It's time to trash your ego. I'm just putting it out there. Get rid of the egotistical, I'm going to fluff my collar and I'm going to feel good about me. This is about raising an incredible group of next generation children that can change the world and touch the world that they impact. But it starts with you, my friend, as their parent, as their mentor, as their coach, as their auntie, as their uncle, whatever role you play in a child's life. You matter to them. So don't miss a moment of what matters. So a couple things I want to go over. Number one, schedule me time. You're thinking, wait, but you're telling me don't miss a moment? Hang in there with me. Make it a priority to schedule time for yourself, whether it's a relaxing bubble bath or a walk in the park, maybe enjoying, you know, a hobby that you love. Maybe you're taking up quilting all of a sudden, and so you quilt for a couple hours one day a week. Set aside time for that self-care. It can help you, what, recharge and be a better parent. The me time is not to ignore the children. Did you hear me? The me time is not to say, yeah, nope, this is all about me. No, but it's to rejuvenate your heart in serving your family. Change the definition and how you see things, and you can change the world you impact because you're changing how you see it. Why put on this extra pressure when you don't have to? Schedule the me time. But I will say this. Do you think I'm going to schedule me time if I have three children graduating all in the span of 8 days? Do you think I'm going to say, oh man, on graduation day, can't make it. I've got a massage. I'm going to go get a mani-pedi. I'm going to then go back to get a massage. And oh, then I'm going to go shopping. In all honesty, that sounds miserable, by the way. I wouldn't mind a massage. Mani-pedi, not so much. But I'm not going to miss graduation. That is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But maybe you have something for work that you need to go attend. Maybe it's a training. And you're going to be gone for a couple hours. And your child has T-ball. Do you think they're really going to miss you? No. I'm sorry to tell you that and break the bad news, but no. They'll be excited to tell you all the cool things. You can ask them all the incredible questions and say, what did you do here? And when you hit the ball, what happened? And I'm sure someone else who's sitting there who can love on your child can take those pictures and a quick video. And they'll be able to have that conversation. But that me time may not be about you. It may be saying, okay, I've got to go to work to do this because I know it's going to better our family. It's going to help me get that raise. And sometimes we need that, right? It's positioning. So that me time, you get to define. It may not be just about bubble baths and you know, quilting. It may be about going to a training or having to travel for a conference or making sacrifices. Number two, delegate responsibilities. Huh, we're great to do it to our children, right? But what about someone else? My friend, it's okay. Mom, dad, you do not have to do everything. Ask for help. Delegate tasks to your partner, right? Your spouse, if you're married, family members, or trusted babysitter. Pay someone to do the jobs that other people can do so you can do the jobs only you can do. That's the key here. You can only love your child the way you love your child. So why not love your child and delegate some things that you really don't have to? Right now, I'm in the middle of doing what? Revamping the website. I'm in the middle of creating a community from ground zero because, well, I'm going to be honest with you because it's confession day. I don't like social media. And what we talk about is private. And I don't want anything that you say to me in a group because you feel safe. It's our home. It's our gathering place. I don't want other eyes prying and preying upon you. Praying as in the EY, not the AY. I'm praying for you, but not praying as in, oh, we've got to bombard them with all these advertisements. No. And then they just sell your information. And then who wins there? Nobody does. I'm tired of it. Talk about protecting the family. So what have I had to do? Delegate responsibilities. Not because I can't do it myself, because my plate is already too full and I've got a lot happening in 2024 right now. A lot of things have gone down that I did not expect. And I did not think I would be in this position, but I am. And so guess what? I am paying someone to do the jobs. Not that I had the budget for it, but I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out so I can do the jobs only I can do. Delegate. And finally, number three, be present in the moment. Presence, you know, it is my word. I've been asked many times, what's one word that describes your business? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I have three words. It's called Create Your Now, which really means what? Presence. You got to show up. You got to be present in the moment. And while it's important to create lasting memories with your children, I get that. You want to make experiences and all of this. I know that's like the new in vogue thing, but it's also essential to be present in the moment and not just physically there. Put away those distractions like your phones, your work emails. Yes, you're always taking home work. Why? Because you always have access to work. Thank you, technology. But when you can put away those distractions and truly engage with your children during your time together, that's how you increase quality time. That is being present. You hanging out on the bleachers, taking up space so you see your child's face, that is not being present. That is merely making a statement that you are a super mom or super dad. But really, where does that land at the end of the day? That might be great if you're Mr. or Mrs. Incredible, but otherwise, it falls flat. Be careful, mom. Be careful, dad, not to fall into the trap that busyness puts you in because all you have are seconds because you didn't want to schedule minutes. Slow down to speed up. Your day is not a marathon, even though it feels that way. So take a step back and decide what really matters from the situation. Maybe your child would be okay with you missing the play, but they really want you there for their first prom. But you won't know if you don't ask. Communicate with your children and with the ones who are raising your kids with you. Figure out how you can parent well without driving yourself into the ground. Don't miss a moment, or better yet, don't miss a moment that matters to your child. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.